Today on the Pure Sweat Basketball Show.
As an assistant coach, I don't have time to think about just me. I think about the head coach and the program and where I fit in.
Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym.
Turn my headphones up!
Let's eliminate the will to win and think about the will to prepare to win.
That's how winning is done.
It's about being a great teammate. It's about being accountable to one another. It's about being tough. It's about doing the right things for each other, but it's about doing it every day.
This is Reese Davis from ESPN, and you're listening to the Pure Sweat Basketball Show.
Thank you for listening to the show that is truly committed to coach and player development by making every episode a micro clinic. I'm your host, Alan Stein. Today's show is brought to you by Dr. Dish, the only shooting machine we recommend at Pure Sweat. In today's episode, I have a follow-up chat with my man, Hernando Planels, the associate head coach for the Duke women's basketball program. HP shares what he believes is the assistant coach code. But before we jump in, did you know that the winning team in a high school girls basketball game averaged making 5 3-pointers per game last season? Thanks to our friends at Crossover for making film sessions easy and efficient by cutting and organizing your plays for you. You can quickly and easily share clipped film with everyone in your program on any mobile device or PC. Visit Crossover with a K.com/Pure Sweat to try a game for free and let them help you be more productive in the film room and win more games. All right, let's learn the assistant coach code from Coach Planels. Coach, if you were going to write a book called The Assistant Coach Code, what would some of the chapters be?
Well, the very first one is going to be about service. I think service, first of all, is undervalued, undertaught, and underappreciated. When I first got the job at Duke, I went over to Al Brown, who's been an assistant coach for over 30 years. I said, Coach, where do I fit in? Because I think a lot of us get in a situation where we're saying, hey, I want to press what I do. Here's my player development package. Here's what I do with this. When you may be totally off base. So the key thing is to be of service for your head coach. That's the very first thing.
Love that.
I think the second thing, everyone says hard work, but really you got to take an inventory of what that hard work is. What time are you getting in the morning? What are you blocking off 2 hours where you don't have to check email, check social media, where you can just devote strictly to that job at hand?
Love it.
And then later on, are you interacting with your head coach? Are you on the same page with them? The big thing I find is that in huddles on teams, the head coach will draw up a play. The team will go ahead and go on the court. They don't run the play correctly. And your head coach turns to you as an assistant and say, they're not smart. Right. What are we doing? You know, when the reality is after the huddle breaks, the player remembers, but it's the assistant coaches who pollute their minds. We're saying, hey, don't forget to box out.
Yeah.
Don't forget this. Don't forget that. And by the time they get out there, they're like, well, I don't even remember the play.
Yeah, information overload.
Yeah.
So you got to make sure that you're just kind of echoing what the coach needs and not throwing your own personal agenda in there, which is going to cause a whole bunch of disruption.
Right.
Now, of course, every player on your team has a distinct role of what they need to do to contribute to the success of Duke women's basketball. How about from an assistant coach perspective? Has your head coach kind of outlined the roles each of you play as an assistant, or is that something you guys kind of figure out yourselves, how to build the puzzle of a championship team?
Well, when I first got there, it wasn't necessarily defined, but it was defined.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that even makes sense.
But, not really, but elaborate. You know,
but it's like you go in this pool and you're saying, okay, what does this person do? What does this person do? Can I add value or can I just fill a role? And then from there, we've been able to kind of mold each other and work with each other. So at Duke, I do tons of recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
Fly all over the country. I shake hands. I kiss babies all the time. I'm on the phone a lot. And I give sort of an outside perspective when the games come in. Coach Brown does a lot of the scouting reports, watches tons and tons of video. So he sees it. He is in that bubble. But in the course of a game, when I could come in and may give my 2 cents, it's something that I'm not going to say that no one saw, but it's a different way of the thought process for that. So for that, you end up making that big soup,
yeah.
You know, where everyone's like doing a little bit of that, enjoying their role, accepting the role just like the players have to, and then, you know, get some good wins.
Gotcha. How about relationships with the players as far as, is there kind of a good cop, bad cop thing going on? If head coach is extra hard on the players, is it your job to kind of come in and be a little bit softer? How does that work?
I think it's almost like being a translator.
Uh-huh.
You know, depends on the head coach. Some head coaches are just getting on the players all the time. And as an assistant coach, you've got to morph into the role like, all right, I'm not going to discredit the head coach. I'm not going to say things like, well, you know how he or she is.
Right.
That totally...
That'll undermine it.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to basically tell them, this is what she is saying, you know, or he is saying. They want you to play harder, and this is what you're not doing, and let's find the plan so we could do that. And if the head coach is more of a facilitator, and I work for facilitators,
yeah,
you know, you've got to be the one as the assistant to step up and get on them.
Gotcha.
Because someone has to get on them. And I've had this discussion with other coaches, and they say, well, you're not being true to yourself. You know, what's your true personality? As an assistant coach, I don't have time to think about just me.
Right.
I think about the head coach and the program and where I fit in.
I like that you said you're a translator. You're kind of the conduit in between the head coach, who's the CEO, and everybody else, which is on the team. Love that. What's your favorite part about being an assistant coach?
You know, I know at Duke, it's the freedom that I get with Coach P. She has just been great in terms of my personal life, in terms of dealing with my divorce, where my kids are,
yep.
But then also giving me responsibilities, trusting me to do the job and hopefully do a great job about
yeah.
it. There's always two differences. You know, as a head coach, you don't sleep at night. You know, you watch film, you're stressing. As an assistant coach, you get to sleep. Maybe not sleep well,
right?
But you get to sleep and enjoy it. And I do believe that assistant coach, you have a different relationship with the players.
Yeah, explain that. I would agree with you 100%.
Yeah. You're in-depth more with them. You know, the head coach, like you mentioned, CEO, they've got to put the pieces in the right spot. They've got to make sure the engine is running. Assistant coach is the one, make sure the pieces are working. Make sure that they're working together. Make sure they are understanding the process. They understand everything that they have to do. I could really dive deep into their parents. Now, the great thing about it is, because I recruit them, I'm a big part of the recruiting process, I know them at such a personal level that I could say things that other staff members cannot say, or maybe the head coach can't say. I could talk to parents. I could have real relationships when it comes to that. So I enjoy that immensely. I've been a head coach and assistant coach, and they're two different roles.
Yeah.
People think that, oh, if I slide one chair over, this is going to be great. No, there's so many other things, especially from a people perspective, that I think we forget.
I bet. And then last question, what's the most challenging part about being an assistant, or the part that you actually preferred when you were a head coach?
You know, I think everyone loves sitting at the top of the building
yeah.
and looking down.
Yeah.
I think you see that. You want to get your hands even dirtier. You know, as assistant coach, you always think, well, what if we did this? What if we did that? But all that does is pollute your own mind, you know. So it's that part that I think sometimes you're like, wow, if I was head coach, I would do this, or I would do this differently. But the reality is, if something works, then you push on to it. A part of me misses the super stress of being a head coach, but a part of me doesn't. The other part, too, is, you know, being a leader, being, you know, that person at the top of the tower, you are alone.
Yeah.
You know, leadership is loneliness. At the same time, I think in my role, it's just a little different.
What would you say is a unique quality that's probably often overlooked in the relationship between a head coach and an assistant coach?
I think the main one is trust.
Ah.
You know, I think in any relationship, you think you have a trustworthy relationship, but it gets tested time and time and time again. Out on the road, unfortunately, I do talk to other assistants, and there are a good amount who are not happy with their current situation. And just by saying that, I understand it's letting things go. But also, if you don't fully trust your coach, or if your coach doesn't trust you, then how do you sell them? How do you sell that program? The other part is that players can see when you don't trust the coach. You know, and that is so important. I hear too many times, well, my head coach doesn't trust me. No, it is our job as assistant coaches to gain the trust of the head coach. If we can't do that, then how are we supposed to relate to our players? How do we get them playing at a higher level? How do we get them on the same page with the head coach? So having that trust is, to me, the most important thing you could have with your head coach.
Well, that's it for us, folks. We really appreciate you listening. I hope Coach Plannelles and I helped you raise your game. We want to thank our partners at Dr. Dish for elevating basketball training with their innovative shooting machines and detailed training analytics. Check out drdishbasketball.com for more. And make sure you join the conversation at Pure Sweat on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. All right, let's get back in the gym.